WDKX Wake Up Club Rewind.
We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Joining us now is the new Monroe County Legislative President, Sabrina Lamar. Congratulations to you, first Black woman to hold said position. I think the first Democrat in about, 35 years to have this position going forward, representing the 27th Legislative District that also covers Rochester's 19th Ward. I know it's a long title, but you got more other things to get into. I just want to say good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Tyreek. Good morning, Rochester listeners. Thank you for having me this morning.
It's always great to hear you. So, one, congratulations, one, on the presidency. And what's interesting is that I was reading a couple of different articles after you were named president, and you are looking to unite a lot of different people. You are still a Democrat, correct?
Absolutely. I've always been a Democrat, and I intend to remain a Democrat.
So when people hear and they're saying, okay, all right, she's going to caucus with Republicans and all these other different things, are you working to try to unite everybody? Because right now, I really don't see Democrat or Republican. I just see a lot of people in trouble financially, you know, health-wise, and a whole lot of different things.
My decision to caucus on the other side of the aisle was really all about one thing, and that was getting things done for my constituents. I've been in a position where my voice hasn't been heard, and in order for me to be a representation to my folks, it was necessary for me to caucus with the Republicans.
And so as president going forward, I know we will go back in a little bit if you choose to. I know there was a lot of bit of division between the Democratic Party. For folks that may not know and don't keep up politically, it has been this underground sort of swell of stuff that's going on in the Democratic Party. I'm sure Republicans go through it as well. But there has been some sort of not everybody on the same page. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And just a little history. Myself and four other legislators broke away from the traditional Democratic caucus in the legislature last year, and we formed an independent caucus called the Black and Asian Caucus. The reason for us doing that was to ensure that our city folks had proper representation. Under the current or with the current caucus, we didn't have a voice. And it was almost if we didn't lay down or bow down, we wouldn't be able to get things done. So it was necessary for us to take these steps in order to get things done in our community. We were able to pass about 16 pieces of legislation last year that included renaming the airport to the Frederick Douglass Rochester International Airport, mm-hmm. and also implementing the Gantz Law, which requires contractors to be MWBE certified. We were also able to provide some funding that wasn't provided to some of our inner city nonprofit organizations through the CARES Act. It wasn't provided through the CARES Act. We were able to use some funding to provide funding to those organizations. And those are just some of the things that we tried to do for our folks to ensure that their voices were being heard and to meet some of the needs in the community.
We're talking with Monroe County Legislative President Sabrina Lamar here at WDKX and the Wake Up Club. As for all of the work being put in, now where do we go? You now serve as president. It is split right down the middle, literally between Democrats and Republicans. So you as president are gonna, you know, it's gonna be a tough task for you. What do you plan on doing and setting up for the near future?
Well, I think the first course of business would be sort of bridging the gap between the two parties. Personally, we don't have any vendettas against each other. And so we're still able to have conversations to get things done, not just for our city folks, but people within Monroe County. We have a slew of important things coming up. We have redistricting. We have the public defender appointment. We have tax exemptions or tax breaks for developers that need to be looked at. We have housing issues. We have violence issues. So there are still a slew of things on the table that that we can collaboratively work on, and I'm excited about doing that.
Listen, I wish you the best of luck. I know it's going to be a struggle. I know you made it sound so easy as far as the leadership goes, but you know there's going to be some people pushing and tugging in the other way. As I said, for you and anybody else, Malik Evans, same sort of thing with new leadership in. I wish you the best of luck going forward. I mean, what would you like people to know as far as fighting for your district in the community and your constituents? Because that was the first thing you mentioned, fighting for the people.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm from the city of Rochester. I grew up in a neighborhood that was considered to be poor, and I know the value of having resources in the community for people, and also making sure that you have the correct representation, like the late Assemblyman David Gant, people like him and what he stood for to advocate on our behalf. And so those are my intentions, and I'm looking to meet with community leaders and other stakeholders to make sure that I'm listening to the community and I'm bringing their issues to the table.
As president, do you get like a gavel or something like that?
Where they- I do.
You're like, I feel like Steve Harvey, like everybody getting gavels and stuff. I think I need a gavel.
So I asked my staff to give me a script, and on the script it only says the point where you're supposed to bang the gavel. So I feel like Judge Mathis up there.
I think that's great. Well, listen, Madam President of the Monroe County Legislature, Sabrina Lamar, thank you. I appreciate your time this morning and wish you the best of luck going forward, okay?
Thank you for having me, and God bless you.
Yeah, we are 103.9 WDKX.